So, Annette, we're looking forward to the European Ladies Snooker Championships taking place in Lithuania next week. I would say you're getting excited at this stage of a week or 10 days out from it.
Indeed. It seems to be flying and practicing hard and really, really looking forward to getting at it, getting over there and getting started and getting on it.
Well, before we look to Lithuania, let's recap on Carlow, because the Northwest Snooker Club approached you to play snooker. Anthony Bonner was one of the men that came to you and asked you to be part of the team. Did you think, getting into Carlow, that you had any chance of getting through the group, first of all, and even considering making the European Championships?
No, not at all. I just thought the more competition that I'm in, the more practice, more competition mode I was in, the better, like, really, for practice. And I hoped I did well. I didn't want to go down and not do well anyway, as the competition went on, I thought, this is going all right for me, I could do this kind of thing. And I finished, came second in my group then, ended up playing the winner of the other group. And I got through, along with Paula George that day, who'll be my partner in the doubles over in the European Championships. She won my group and came through as well that day. So
obviously then you were in the stronger of the two groups, do you feel?
Yeah, no, we were definitely top seeds. I didn't really know that going down there, but we were, yeah.
You're not a stranger to pool, so you're not, because you've been around a while playing pool. You've represented Donegal and you've represented Ireland, but this snooker crack has only started recently for you, hasn't it?
Well, over the last year, 2 years actually, I've always talked to the snooker tables to practice for pool. I thought it helped with my potting and helped, and just time away on your own down here in the Northwest, and I always found it helped, especially coming up to competitions, put me into a competition mode. And I just went on from there,
How do you find the change from pool to snooker? Because I would say that you would need a lot more patience on the bigger table compared to the quick stuff on the pool table. Has it taken you long to adapt, or are you still actually adapting at the minute in it?
Yeah, still adapting. Definitely need a lot more patience. I'm a lot speedier in pool, and you need to sort of step back from a snooker table, walk into your shot, as Aidan Devaney down there in the Northwest been trying to make me do there this last few weeks, trying to knock a pool player out of me. But definitely a big difference. You need to, stand back and just...
Is it hard to hold yourself back?
It can be, yeah. Being a pool player, I just think pot, and you need to stand back, think safety, and think, I'm in this for the long haul, so... Yeah. Definitely a big difference.
Did you find that during the tournament last week as well, that it was a hard thing to do? Did you find yourself racing on at times?
I did. I was thinking, and you get all these open and get them potted and get, but as I say, just sort of, you kind of judged it by who you were playing. You saw what way they were potting, and then you judged it from that.
Well, Paula George is going to be your playing partner. It's a different sort of format there, because there's doubles and singles, isn't there, in Lithuania?
Yeah, there will be. Yeah, I would say we'll play most days, yeah. It'll be the doubles will probably be like a shot about, if you know what I mean. She'll be in, I'll be in type of thing. So, but as I say, she's a brilliant partner to have, so I'm delighted, so.
And you can learn a lot from somebody who's playing at this level for a while.
Absolutely, you can. And as I say, she's well taught. Her brother, Michael Judge, was pro-like, so, she's coming from good stock, so it should be great.
What sort of challenges are you expecting in Lithuania? Because it's a first time for you. Have you been speaking to people within the sport that know a lot more, and I suppose what you can expect over there?
No, not sure. All I've been told is expect to be playing most days. I think Ireland expected to come out of the groups, so we'd be one of the better seeds over there. So, hope that happens and wait for the draw after that. And as I say, please God, it goes well. Yeah.
Are there any nerves there at all ahead of it, Annette?
A bit of everything, I would say. A bit of excitement and a bit of nerves, but I know once I get into it, I'll be fine. Just get them sussed out.
Is it more nervy for you playing the snooker than what it is as the pool? Because you've been with Ireland before. Have you been to such a big championship before playing pool?
I played the World Championships. They were in Blackpool. But no, definitely not. You knew what you were going to do, and you knew what you were capable of. I knew what I was capable of, and I knew the majority of the girls coming over from Ireland and stuff that are on the circuit, which I wouldn't have knew. I don't know, in the snooker as much, but No, I just I took it in my stride okay. more than this. No, definitely, this is a different challenge.
What's the support been like locally for you? Because the snooker and pool has a big interest in the Northwest. There's a number of clubs in the county, and it's a popular sport. So it is. Both types of table games are popular sports. What's the support been like for you since you made that progression out of Carlo?
Aye, it's been excellent. Like, you know, different people sending good luck messages, and you know, my daughter's delighted. She's going around telling school and everything. You know, this is great. Her mammy's going to play for Ireland. You know, but even round here, like up the Glencairn there, Martin Gibbons, their soccer team, Glencairn Celtic, they've all been giving me support. McGuigan's Bar in Stranorter also has been helpful, along with the Northwest, John and Aidan down there, and have been brilliant helping me through this. And no, it's all been great. Like, it's all pretty much exciting. Yeah. As I say, I want to get at it now and do as well as I can for everybody. And
just finally then, I know it's the first time at the Europeans on the snooker front for you, and this is new territory as well, and you've had some time now to digest that you're going to this. Where would you like to be at the end of it? What would you like to achieve out of the whole thing in it?
I'd like to win it. But no, just as I say, don't let Ireland down, do our best to do as well as we can do, and hopefully, I think our biggest competition might be the Russians out there, so hopefully sort that out. And that's it. I just, as I say, do as well as I can do, and hopefully really promote ladies snooker, because there's not enough ladies interested in it. And it is, when you get into it, it is great. Like, and I do know when our season starts again now, there's a season starting in September, there will be national coach from Ripson all coming to Letterkenny, you know, to try and promote it. So I'd love to see more girls coming down and a bit of competition between us, you know.
Yeah, well, certainly a good performance of the Europeans will give it a boost. Listen, Annette, thanks for coming on, and we wish you all the best in Lithuania next week at the European Snooker Championships.